Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Zell Johnson with the Traumafied Podcast. Hey, listen, it's been a minute. I've just been dealing with life, you know, the regular, everyday things that we got going on in life. Listen, man, I just wanted to get on here today and talk about a few things that have been on my mind, man. Like, I'm going to just get straight to it. So I just been thinking about humanity, right? And I've been thinking about ways we should advance humanity, our civilization. I feel like there's a lot of things that the government and the powers that be could be doing to make this world better for my children, your children, the children that aren't born yet, the grandkids that aren't born yet, the generations that haven't even been, you know, thought of. But I feel like the powers that be in our society, our culture, the way that it's set up, especially in America, it's like it's a big old contract. There are a lot of things that could be done to push us forward as a society, but money and power are completely stopping these people from doing what they know is right, but yet they tell you to do what's right. And it's like, y'all not even doing what's right. So it's basically like the law is almost protecting the powers that be and not protecting the people that voted for the people that are in power. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense to me, man. A few things, right? I'm gonna just go ahead and just start what I've been thinking. Plastics. I've been watching so many documentaries on YouTube about plastics. Plastic is something that advanced our society tenfolds. You know, it pushed us into a new era and a new way of being, and it advanced us a lot. But the thing about plastics is that there are microplastics that break off from plastics. So, for example, you got a Gatorade bottle. You drinking out that Gatorade bottle. Over time, the more you drink out of a plastic bottle and the more foods that you eat, the more microplastics that you get. So fish, all these animals that have microplastic in them, and then we consume these fish and these animals thinking that they're clean, and they're not. They have microscopic plastic in their body. And this comes from pollution. Okay, so number one, I think that we should get rid of plastics and have biodegradable bottles, which I've seen. I don't know why they don't implement that everywhere. I'm not saying make it a law, you know. People got to do what they got to do for business. But I think that every company should have biodegradable packaging, bottling. Containers. I think we should get away from aluminum cans and have something that's sturdy but more biodegradable. Now, another reason why they probably don't do that is because they don't know how long it's gonna last. I guess in storage or at the store. But I've seen a bunch of biodegradable stuff that, you know, it breaks down over time way quicker than plastic. It's a lot less harmful than plastic. It's not made out of plastic. It's made out of 100% recyclable, biodegradable, whatever. We've all seen that before. That should be implemented worldwide. If we know plastic is bad for us, there should be a campaign to stop using plastics and give everybody the data, give everybody the truth. Say, hey, listen, people won't give a damn. It's the companies, because the companies save money. Because back in the 90s and before that, I remember that a lot of things were in glass bottles. Glass would break, cost production, you know what I mean, so on and so forth. So they start using plastic, but the kickback from plastic is these microplastics being in our body, being in our blood system, traveling through our system, possibly getting in our brain. And that's why cancer is on the rise. That's why depression is on the rise. That's why anxiety is on the rise. And not only that, it's a multitude of things that are stressing the shit out of people in this goddamn society. Excuse my language. But number one, I think we should get rid of plastic. And I know that's a big feat to achieve, or whatever, but hey, that's just how I feel, because it's killing us. And another thing is that I just came back, not just came back from the UK, but when I was in England, they actually banned certain things like dye color red, dye color orange. It's a lot of things that that's illegal. You can't put these processing agents in the food to consume, because it leads to a lot of other shit that these companies don't give a damn about, because all they care about is money and getting rich as fuck. But they don't really give a fuck about what they're doing to the people that's consuming their products. And if you really want people to give a fuck about you, you gotta give a fuck about the people. Period. Fucking period. Excuse my language. But there's a lot of things that are banned. The ingredient, the food tastes different. The snacks taste different because it's less sugar. It doesn't have all of that processed stuff in it. I think we should get rid of high fructose corn syrup and go with something that's more healthy, a more natural alternative. It might make the food taste a little bit better, but our taste buds can adjust, right? Our mind, and we can adjust. Like, humans, over time, you probably won't even notice it because it's just what it is. And on top of that, you feel better about eating it because you know it's not gonna fucking kill you. You know, we should get rid of aspartame. Aspartame, straight poison. We should get rid of aspartame. We should get rid of high fructose corn syrup. Sorry about the audio. I'm on the fly. Y'all know how I do. I just be thinking. And then fluoride, right? Fluoride is something that we use to filter the water. But I've been watching documentations and studies and a lot of things. Mind you, this is all internet research. I'm not going to sit up here and lie. I haven't been to a library and read a book about none of this. This is all internet research, Google websites, science websites, all of this shit. You just Google it. You just read all of this stuff. Now, anybody can put anything on the internet, so I don't know if it's 1,000% sure, but based off what I've seen from credible sources online, they saying that fluoride has a lot to do with sickness in the body, certain mental disorders. So I think that we're smart enough as human beings where we can send people to the moon, we can send things to Mars. We should be able to figure out a better way to filter our water without having to put harmful chemicals in it, period. Our ancestors survived for millions of years before we even had fresh water. And you mean to tell me we can't figure out a way to make the water a lot more safer to drink? Just like when you take showers, you see a lot of people now putting those filters on their showers because that water that comes out of that shower has chemicals in it. It might be in small doses, but I work at a water treatment plant, so I know it's chemicals in that water. They can filter it out as best as they can, but over time, it will affect you, period. Take the fluoride out of the water. Use something else. We're smart. You got smart people out there. There's people out there with big brains. Figure it out. Take care of the people. You know, and the second thing I think, who knows what number I'm on. But the other thing I think we should, okay, let's see. Get the fluoride out of the water. Get rid of processed foods inside. Get rid of processing chemicals inside the foods. If the UK banned them, it's a reason they banned them. They didn't ban them just because they said, oh, we don't, No, they actually did research. They actually called scientists. They actually called people, biologists, ecologists, whatever you want to call it. They did studies on this. So America's supposed to be the greatest country in the world. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get with it. Get with it. You know what I mean? So I think we should start using biodegradable products in our packaging. We should get rid of plastics because the microplastics are very harmful to the whole entire planet. We should get rid of these processed ingredients that are inside of our food to help them survive longer or whatever the case may be. Also, I think that there should be a mass mental health undertaking in America. Me being black, I think that the first step for helping black people would be what I just said. And on top of that, make it more, how should I say, easier or accessible, I should say, to get mental health issues. And not just pumping us full of drugs. Therapists, you know, psychiatrists. Just somebody to talk to. Because in our neighborhoods, we don't have that. And I think a lot of the issues in our neighborhood stem from mental health and what we eat. I don't got the best eating habits myself, but I think it's what we put in our body and what we put in our minds needs to be addressed. But the thing is, I'm like, do they want that to be addressed? Is it in their agenda to address that, or is it just something where they're like, oh well, whatever, we want y'all to be down and out? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I'm really not. But I think that we should go with more green solar energy, electricity, electric cars, hydro-powered cars, solar-powered cars, electrical power cars. I don't think we should use gas at all, because I honestly feel like we're pulling these fossil fuels out of the earth. What if those fossil fuels need to stay there for a reason? Like, if the earth made them, maybe it made it because it needs it. Or maybe it's there because the earth, some weird, I don't know what it could be, but it might be a reason why it's there. And it probably should stay there in the earth, instead of releasing these gases into the atmosphere and burning up the ozone, making shit hotter, pollution. Like, what are we doing? Like, we're so focused on money. And it's like, yo, we're gonna destroy the generations that aren't even here yet. We're gonna destroy them. I mean, we're absolutely gonna take them out. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for building and advancing all of that stuff. But what we need to do is we really need to, it's always going to be CO2s and in the air and things like that, because it's a civilization. But I do feel like, hear me out. Sorry, I got allergies. Hear me out. I think that there should be a branch of the Navy. It's gonna sound crazy. This is just my thought. I think that there should be a branch of the military or the Navy, just like they started the Space Force, they should start the Ocean Force. Or I know y'all probably thinking like, well, that's the Navy. But no, what I'm saying is this. There should be ships, equipment, and everything known to man that's cleaning like the oceans. Like, there should be a part of the Navy that fights pollution. You know, y'all want to talk about security and fighting for our freedom. Okay, fight for our health, fight for our future. You know, that's a security risk. Having polluted oceans, is that not a security risk? Y'all just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's a security risk. There should be people out there every day cleaning up those oceans. And I'm talking not just little organizations. No, I'm talking about like big, real deal Navy ships out there with mile long net just pulling up trash, you know, wherever they see trash at. We got all these LIDAR, radar. We could see out into space, but you can't clean up your own oceans. Come on, man. That's a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? And I also think that there should be a branch of the military that's like fully dedicated to medical procedures. Like there should be hospitals where that's fully dedicated to medical, like wounded soldiers, mental health at war. What happens to these soldiers when they come back? Fully dedicated to the mental health of the full military. What are the effects on astronauts when they go into space with the Space Force? What are the effect on pilots that fly around in these powerful jets that put a lot of force on their body? What are the effects of that? What is the best way to treat a soldier that has been wounded in battle? What is his mindset like afterwards? There should be a whole entire military force, like the Space Force. There should be an Ocean Force. There should be a force dedicated specifically to, there should be a medical branch of the military. And if someone wants to do medical, they can go in the military and be an actual medical soldier. And I know y'all saying like, well, they kind of already have that. It's just spread out. Every branch kind of has that. But what I'm saying is there should be someone fully dedicated day in and day out, not only to physical damage, but mental, psychological damage to these soldiers when they come back. You know, not just the Space Force. Like, the Space Force is cool, okay, but if there's a Space Force, which that means that there's threats in space, whether it be an asteroid, a comet, whether it be a big explosion from a supernova, I don't know how the hell we're going to do anything about that. But, like, there should be, if we have a Space Force protecting us from whatever the hell is out there in space, we should have an Ocean Force protecting us from pollution of the ocean. The ocean, if it was no ocean, there'd be no us. There was no ocean, there'd be no water. There was no ocean, there wouldn't be any food, any cattle, any land, creatures, including us. So why the fuck are we not cleaning that up? Why the fuck are we putting poison in our food so it can last longer in the stores? So you mean, it's like they're telling us they care more about this man-made money that's not even a real thing. It's just man-made shit. Just like time, it's all man-made concept. It's not real. What's real is just living, breathing people walking around that our job as human beings and supposedly Christians or people of God or whatever you want to call it, our job is to make sure we leave a better place for our children. Now, it's not just the government's job. It's collective. You know, like in England, they have where you have to recycle and you have to have a trash. That should be universal. We all should be recycling. Imagine if we all recycle and these little companies start popping up, going to these recycling places, using it for, again, biodegradable sneakers, clothes. Like we could stop using so many resources is if we convert some of the resources that we have and start utilizing those instead of just piling them up in a junk pile and putting dirt on top of it or throwing it in the ocean. Like, what the fuck are we doing? I also think there should be a value added tax on luxury goods and services. Shout out Andrew Yang. You put a value added tax on luxury goods and services, you can start giving people $1,000 a month. Give everybody $1,000 a month in America, and that'd be the baseline if you live in America. Legalize marijuana. Take the restrictions off of alcohol, like ABC stores. Some states have them, some states don't, which is dumb as fuck. Why do you have a regulation on liquor when if you say, hey, Walmart, Target, whoever else, y'all can all carry liquor. Oh, guess what? Y'all can get y'all a liquor license and open up liquor spots and stores like that, whatever like that. You'll get more taxes. Legalize marijuana, you get more taxes. Take the fucking restriction off liquor, you'll get more taxes. You'll get more money. Add a value-added tax on luxury goods and services like yachts, watches, luxury name brand clothes, luxury houses, luxury cars, diamonds, jewelry, anything that's considered luxury. Don't put it on food. Don't put it on gas, because those are things that people literally need to survive in this society that we live in now. See what I'm saying? Even video games probably have value added tax. Big flat screen, top of the line TVs, you know, top of the line electronics. You can put a value added tax on all those things and then keep it off of certain things like food, gas, baby clothes, toilet paper, you know, toothpaste, the essential things that you need to live, not luxury items. You see what I'm saying? It's like, it's so much that we could be doing, but they're just not doing it. It's like, whoever is in power, I just don't get it. And they say America's a free country. It's like, no, it's not. It's a contract country. You come here, you're a part of the contract. It's just that simple. You only can go as far as they want you to go in certain aspects. You see what I'm saying, man? I just be thinking. I get on this podcast, man, I just be thinking like, man, we could be doing a lot more for our society, for our people. We could be doing a lot more. But I don't know, man. I just wanted to get on here, vent a little bit. I've been gone for a minute, dealing with personal shit, you know, my own little shit. But yeah, man, sorry if I don't sound super enthusiastic. I'm actually on break, just kicking it for a second, man. And hey, man, this your boy Zell Johnson. It's the Trauma 5 Podcast.